This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and you can find us live on our website at therealside.com, where we also have a chat room. You can join other chatters and commenters and make comments on what we're talking about on the show live. This segment, I am honored to have a very excellent guest with me. His name is Jason Boros, and he is on the steering committee for an organization called Rally for Our Rights, which is an organization based out of Colorado. And Jason actually lives in Boulder, which is a hotbed of gun control insanity right now. Jason, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me.
Good evening, Kimberly. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, first, tell us what the heck is going on in Boulder. Have they lost their minds?
A little bit. Boulder is a small town of a little over 100,000 people. Doesn't really have any gun crime to speak of. I think in 2017, one person was killed with a handgun in the city, period. And the city council, in response to some of the mass shootings that occurred in the past, decided to take up a very sweeping assault weapons ban here in town and managed to get it passed despite a lot of vocal opposition.
And so what exactly does their, quote, assault weapons ban entail?
Well, the ban covers pretty much every semi-automatic rifle that is a centerfire rifle that has a pistol grip and can accept a detachable magazine. So essentially, this ban bans most firearms that were designed in the 20th and 21st century. It also goes even further to ban semi-automatic shotguns that hold over six rounds and any pistol that is a facsimile of a rifle, and any pistol that can accept a magazine outside of the pistol grip. So it's a very, very sweeping ban.
Wow. So they put this ban into place. When did it take effect?
It just officially went into effect on the 1st of this year.
And wasn't part of the ban that people had to register their, quote, assault weapons?
Yeah, we call it the not a registry registration. They called it a certification. So the way they worded it was anyone that had a weapon prior to June of 2018 could continue to possess that banned weapon as long as they came into the police and certified it. And what that entailed was the police recording the serial number on a certificate, and basically the police signing that and the owner signing that, and the owner gets two copies of it, and they have to keep one copy with the gun, one copy with their, in their safe deposit box or their safe at home. And if both copies are lost or destroyed, then the weapon is no longer grandfathered and they are no longer allowed to keep it.
But how are the police going to know they have the certification? Does the police keep a copy as well?
No. According to them, they're not the city to get outside of the registration language decided that the city would not keep any of this information from anybody. So, but we don't know that for a fact. You know, we're taking their word for it, but, you know, we know how far that goes.
Right, exactly. So they would just count on gun owners to keep these pieces of paper and be able to show them if for some reason the cops stopped them and they were, like, maybe on their way to the range with one of these rifles?
Yeah, correct. And if you didn't have it on you, you know, some of the consequences for this are, you know, $1,000 fine, up to 90 days in jail, confiscation and destruction of your gun. They're not really messing around with this one. Although this is a hard one for them to enforce because, you know, unless they're going to violate people's Fourth Amendment rights, their only way to enforce this is with traffic stops for all intents and purposes.
And so can they, so they're not going to be going to people's houses who they just think might have these kind of rifles, right?
So they said.
Yeah.
So not yet.
Exactly. So I have a question for you. In Colorado or Boulder, do you have to have a pistol license or permit?
No, there's no registration in the state of Colorado. So if you want to carry concealed, you have to have a concealed carry permit. But other than that, in the state of Colorado, there's no kind of licensing, permitting, or anything like that.
Okay, so they can make assumptions about concealed carry holders, though.
They could. Right? They could, because, you know, everyone with a concealed carry permit in Colorado is in a database for, you know, and so, but essentially they're assuming that people with concealed carry permits are carrying pistols. And Boulder did make an exemption for pistol magazines with this ban because they also banned any magazine over 10 rounds for rifles. And pistols, they allowed it to stay with the state law, which is a 15-round limit.
So you have limits in general already in Colorado?
We do. Unfortunately, in 2013, Colorado passed some gun control on a state level, which banned any magazine over 15 rounds.
Okay. Jason, we will be right back. We will continue this conversation and find out more about what's going on in Boulder. Don't go away. We'll be back after this break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. You can join us on the website and watch the show live at therealside.com. So I'm going to get right back into it with Jason Burrows from Rally for Our Rights. We're talking about the pretty insane gun control that's been put into place in Boulder, Colorado. Now, Jason, we were talking about the, quote, assault weapons ban that they put into place. But something else has been going on, too. It went into effect right after the first. But something about I will not comply signs showing up everywhere around Boulder. Is that correct?
Yes. There are quite a few of them around, and there are quite a few people here that are not complying with this new law. So
now,
I think... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it was Boulder Police, after the first, released a statement basically saying that a little over 300 weapons had been certified under the new law, which I know that there are quite a few more than that in the city. So I would be willing to say that, you know, the compliance rate's pretty low. It's probably somewhere, you know, maybe around under 5%.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, 300, there's over 100,000 people. It's the Midwest, so it's you know, I've been to Colorado. It's, you know, Rocky Mountains, right? It's not like it's this urban area where you wouldn't expect people to have rifles, you know?
And even in the urban areas, in Boulder, the Liberal, there are quite a few, there is a huge gun community here, believe it or not, so...
Oh no, I believe it. And apparently the city council didn't. Now, part of this, you know, aside from people not complying, which many probably won't, they didn't even in New York State when they passed the SAFE Act. You are part of an organization called Rally for Our Rights. What is the organization about, and what have you guys been doing partially in response to this ridiculous gun control?
Well, Rally for Our Rights is an organization that was started by Leslie Hollywood in early 2018, and she initially started it as a response to the March for Our Lives protests, and she saw all these kids marching basically against the Second Amendment and wanted to start something pro-Second Amendment to get people to rally literally for their rights. And so, you know, it started out with, you know, just non-permitted rallies and getting people out in support of the Second Amendment. And, you know, we do that in a, you know, in a nonpartisan way and try to get our members involved with fighting for their rights. And I think that's what separates us from a lot of other pro-gun groups, is that we try to get boots on the ground and members involved, as opposed to, you know, XX organization saying, give us money and we'll fight for your rights.
Oh, yes, there's lots of those organizations around the country, isn't there?
There are.
So now, tell us some of the things that you guys have done. I know you've had rallies. You've had rallies in Boulder, but you're also spending time at the legislature as well, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes. We started the day really early today and headed out for the first day of the legislative session. Just a few of us for a quick press conference to let the legislature and, you know, Moms Demand Action and similar groups know that we're there, we're involved, we're watching, and, you know, we will be participating and encouraging gun owners to get out and participate in this legislative session to fight, incoming gun control.
Now, are they trying to push more gun control at the state level as well?
They are. They are. I think one of the first things that's going to be coming up this legislative session here in the state is going to be a red flag bill, which is going to be it's going to be ugly. And unfortunately,
yep.
It's going to be like many other red flag bills where it deprives people their Fourth Amendment rights to due process and is too easily obtainable with zero evidence.
Right. Actually, they're doing that in my home state of New Hampshire as well. They're trying to do that all across the country. There's big money behind it and lots of lies behind it. My actual state representative lied to the face of constituents and said, this doesn't get rid of due process. It definitely has due process in it. No, no, it doesn't. You're lying. And they're lying across the country. Anyone who's trying to push this, lying to the faces of constituents. So wake up, America, because this is probably happening in your state if it already hasn't.
Yeah, and it doesn't have anything to do with due process whatsoever, nor, you know, when they make claims that it has to do with mental health, none of these red flag provisions have, or none of these red flag bills have any mental health provisions in them at all.
No, they don't do anything to help mental health.
No,
that's really the issue.
Unfortunate. And people don't realize one of the biggest problems with these is that they're easily weaponized. They can actually be used to victimize the vulnerable, whereas, you know, a stalker or an ex-boyfriend can red flag an ex-girlfriend, have her guns taken away from her, and while she's disarmed, you know, break into the house and do whatever. They don't realize that these bills actually put people in more danger than they do to promote any kind of public safety.
Right. And not only that, but if they try to use the mental health issue, they are criminalizing those with mental illness, when in fact most people who have mental illness are victims of crimes and not actual criminals.
Mm-hmm. And those that wish to seek out help that actually need it would be reluctant to do so if they're looking at having their rights taken away from them.
Right. Right, because it's obviously going to happen without their even having any kind of a say in it.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, so, and that's our big beef with this, is that there's it's basically a confiscation law. You know, let's just be honest about it.
Yep. No, it's actually 100%. I agree with you. I've had someone on the show previously when I was guest hosting, specifically talking about red flag laws, and I'll probably do it again because it's coming up here in my state. It's coming up in your state. I know it's coming up in other states, and other states have already put these laws into place. And we've seen what happened. A man was killed. Oh, because of red flag laws, other people have completely had their rights destroyed and taken away just based on somebody saying something as opposed to any real factual evidence that there was an issue. Regardless, due process is part of our Constitution and it should be followed. In fact, that's the government's role, is to protect it, not take it away. We'll be right back. We'll be talking more with Jason Barros of Rally for Our Rights, talking about the insane gun control laws that are going on in Colorado, and that might be affecting your state as well and what you can do about it. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump confirms he's told lawmakers to get $5.6 billion to fund a border wall, or he's prepared for a government shutdown that lasts months or even years. In a Rose Garden briefing at the White House, the president says a resolution could come quickly, but action on young immigrant dreamers will probably have to wait on the Supreme Court.
We want to do what's right, and we want to do it all at one time. We don't want to take it in pieces. We just don't want to do that. And DACA is going to be a great subject. I look forward to discussing it. We'll discuss it at another time. But there are a lot of great things that can happen with DACA if the Democrats want to do that.
President Trump says if necessary, he could declare a national emergency at the border and get the money for a wall by executive order. On the issue of trade talks with China.
I think we will make a deal with China. I really think they want to. I think they sort of have to. And I think we're going to have a great relationship. I think that President Xi and myself have a great relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can check us out on our website at therealside.com, where you can listen live or watch live. I am continuing the conversation with Jason Burrows from Rally for Our Rights. We are talking about the pretty insane gun control laws that they are pushing in Colorado, in Boulder, and also probably in one of your states, especially if anti-gun politicians have taken over your state legislature, which they seem to have done in several states this past election. So, Jason, we were talking about red flag laws, which is probably one of the most egregious. What are the other kinds of things that they're trying to pass in Colorado this legislative session? Have you seen the bills yet, all the bills yet?
Well, so far, we have taken a look at the agenda, and right now the red flag bill is the only thing on the agenda at the moment. But, you know, like we were talking at break, the Colorado now has an anti-gun governor, attorney general, House, and Senate. And so, it wouldn't surprise me in the least to see more bills come down the pike, as they do what they please here, opposition-free. The only saving grace we have is that in the Colorado Senate, the Democrats only have a 3-vote majority. So if we can, you know, flip three votes in that House of the Colorado Chamber here, we have a chance of maybe fighting some of this stuff.
Right. Right. And the three senators that are the three votes, are there three votes that are hardcore, like Bloomberg bought and paid for senators?
See, that would be the trick, and that's what we're working on right now, is looking at all the senators and seeing which senators are vulnerable, because back in 2013 when they did pass that magazine ban law, anti-gun Democrats were actually removed by pro-gun Democrats. There was a recall. And so that should definitely be on their radar because, like I said before, we do have pro-gun Democrats here, and they have recalled anti-gun Democrats.
Wow. So wait. So you had anti-gun Democrats, and they were recalled and replaced by pro-gun Democrats?
No, they were actually the two that were recalled were replaced by with Republicans.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't sure about that one. I had to
resign.
That's always good.
Before she could be recalled, so her party could replace her with a Democrat.
Oh. So they saw the writing on the wall. Yet here you have them still talking about passing more gun control. Interesting. Interesting game plan they have going there. But, again, have they been pushing or saying anything about the red flag laws? Because I know across the country it's nothing but lies being spewed about these red flag laws by pro-gun control Democrats. And even some Republicans. So don't get me wrong. There's even some Republicans who are dumb enough to believe that these aren't horrifying laws that have really bad ramifications. Are you seeing that sort of PR type stuff yet, or is that still to come?
Well, they've been touting it for a while. So last year they tried to pass a red flag bill, which died in committee because the state legislature hadn't flipped yet before the midterms there. So that died, and now they're pretty gleeful that they've got this super majority here in Colorado because they're going to bring it right back, and they're more than happy to do it. And those that are promoting it are certainly trumpeting it. We haven't seen a whole lot on TV or anything just yet because, you know, today was the first day of the legislative session. They're just getting going, but it is one of the first things on the agenda.
So what are you guys doing, Rally for Our Rights? What are you guys doing to try to work against this and educate people on the truth and the facts about the bill?
Well, right now what we're doing is we are trying to get as many gun owners involved in the process as possible. That is, you know, one of the places where, you know, there was a failure in Boulder was a lot of people showed up to the city council meetings and spoke out about it, but not very many gun owners wrote to the city council or called them or got involved in the process. And we were, you know, as far as emails to the city council here, we were outnumbered 1,000 to 1. So, you know, based on, you know, that lesson learned, one of the most important things is to get gun owners involved. And so we're trying to make, you know, that's part of our, you know, the core mission here. And then the other part is to, you know, reach out, coordinate with any other group that wants to work with us and continue that message, put out, you know, writing on a blog or, you know, interacting with papers or just getting out to the legislature, speaking out and getting people involved because that's the only way that things are going to change.
Right. No, it's people getting involved. You either want to fight for your rights or you just watch them get taken away, right?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of gun owners are worried, you know, they don't want to come out and get involved because they're worried that, you know, they'll be put on a list or someone will know that they have guns and that was one of the things with a lot of our rallies is that they weren't necessarily open carry rallies. That's not what it was about. If you wanted to open carry, that's fine. We weren't going to turn anyone away, but the core message is fighting for the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Right. And frankly, it's better that they don't know if you're carrying or not, right?
That's true.
Just personal, personal thing.
Yeah, in Colorado, an open carry state. So, you know, if somebody wanted to do so, it'd be perfectly legal for them to do so.
Yep. Oh, no, absolutely. No, I get exactly what you're talking about. It's always a sort of an issue of contention or back and forth with rallies in New Hampshire as well. So I get what you're saying. So now what are the next steps that you guys see yourselves at least working towards besides getting gun owners involved in order to fight against at least the red flag bill? Because that didn't go anywhere yet.
Not yet. But, you know, it will go somewhere. And, you know, there needs to be some mitigating circumstances to it. You know, people, like I said, if the it's going to go through here in Colorado if people don't stand up and do something about it. And right. Unfortunately, you know, the only way that they can do that is speak out against it.
Well, they have to be louder than the aunties who are very often paid hacks from Moms Demand, Michael Bloomberg's puppets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. In being able to engage with people that come across as anti-gun and being able to listen to them and relate with them, that's another big deal there, is to kind of change some hearts and minds. Because when these people, a lot of these people, you know, come out, well, what about the children? You know, when are you going to start caring about these dead children is what I hear a lot. And, you know, my message to them is always, well, you know, I have kids. I care about kids. I care about your kids. I care about my kids. I think our biggest issue here is we disagree on how to keep these children safe. And once
right.
we start finding a common ground and start talking about it, a lot of these people actually come around. Because a lot of them speak out of a, you know, from emotion and ignorance. And they don't know anything about firearms. And they don't know a whole lot of solutions other than what they've been told. And so
right.
a lot of our mission is also reaching out and engaging with these people and, you know, trying to change their hearts and minds here.
No, that's excellent. That is, you know, you're not going to change the minds of the people like Moms Demand, typically. But you can change the people that are sort of on the fence, don't really know, only been told the bad things, don't know all the, you know, both sides of the story. But if they're willing to listen and you can give them the facts and explain that you're on the same, you know, in the same place as they are, wanting to protect the kids, then, yeah, that's great. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's one of the things. I mean, I don't know. How is your media there? Are they biased? Do they have a left-wing bias like media in most states? Or are they pretty decent journalism?
I would say a lot of
hold
their
that thought.
Has been slightly biased, but somewhat fair at the same time. They're not too bad.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually a bonus. We're going to be right back, and we'll continue this conversation with Jason Boros, talking about gun control and Colorado and Rally for Our Rights. Don't go away.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us at therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, join the chat room, and comment on what we're talking about on the show. We're continuing our discussion with Jason Burrows from Rally for Our Rights. Thank you so much, Jason, for coming and joining us. You've given us a slew of excellent information. What events do you have coming up, like in the near future, that people can maybe check out on your website?
Well, right now, on January 19th, we plan on joining the Women's March here in Denver. And, because we see gun rights as a women's rights issue, too. So we're going to be doing that. We have an event up on our webpage and, you know, on our Facebook page, too, where people can find that and, and join in if they're in the area. And we'd love to have them. And, you know, because... You know, like I said earlier with the red flag bill and things like that, a woman's ability to protect herself is right up there with every other right that she has. So it's really important that this is introduced into the Women's March as well.
Now, So you guys are just going to show up. How are people going to distinguish you from others in the crowd?
Well, for one, the pro-gun signs will be one of them. Another one is part of this event is also organized by a separate page called Moms Demand Automatics. So that's kind of a meme page on Facebook, and I encourage people to follow that one as well, because that's a great one. But, because they're kind of playing off of the Moms Demand action, and that's one of the big things with the Women's March is a lot of the people involved are actually somewhat anti-gun. So we want to get out there, get involved, and engage with these people in conversation and spread the message of gun rights for everyone.
That's a great idea, and I all of you should go and check out the event page, because they have a great photo, announcing the rally and everything. But it has one of the pink hats that was popular with the Women's March after Trump was elected. Only it's a pink hat. And it has a semi-automatic rifle on the front of it, which I think is fabulous. Yeah, is somebody actually making those?
No, that was a graphic that Leslie put together after her and I had a conversation about it. But actually today, my wife and daughter got ready for the march by going on Amazon and ordering one of those hats and a Velcro Hello Kitty patch holding an AK-47 that they're going to attach to those hats for the march.
That's fabulous. I saw that hat and I instantly sent it to some of my friends who crochet, who are also pro 2A, and I said, can you do anything with this? Because that's brilliant.
I think it should be a thing, and I think it's important because, because with women being, the fastest growing segment of the 2A community and becoming a much bigger voice in that community, I think it would be just absolutely perfect.
It is. I 100% agree with you. I think it's brilliant. But we have the Women's March up here as well. It's interesting. Because women are the fastest growing sector now of gun owners, whether it's sporting or hunting even, or women in general want to protect themselves. As someone who has taught women how to shoot, I've taught, young girls, but also widows whose husbands always were the protector, quote unquote. And now they have their husbands died and they have guns and they don't know what to do with them. And now they're their own first responder. So it's women are taking this seriously now. And they shouldn't have their rights taken away, and they shouldn't be mocked because the left often likes to say that, men who want guns are trying to make up for something else that they're lacking in.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
I am pro Second Amendment and I'm a gun owner. I'm pretty sure I don't want that. So there's all, I agree with you. It is a women's rights issue as well. I mean, it's always been a men's, it's been everyone's issue. Always, it's our right. Mm-hmm. It's our God, our naturally given right.
It's a human right. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental human right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, honestly, I was asking you before the break how your media is there. Do you find that the media not only portrays both sides, but do they provide factual information about firearms?
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they try, but oftentimes they'll reprint things like from every town, like that there were 300 and some odd, mass shootings in 2018 when there were really, under the actual congressional definition, like somewhere along the lines of a single digit number, somewhere in,
yep,
around 6 or 7. So, they oftentimes repeat it because they just run with it because that big number gets them, gets some attention, essentially. So that's a hard one with the media. With the local coverage, with the rallies, I would say that they were they were okay. They weren't too bad. But with reporting on guns and gun control and stats as a whole, they're not so great at all.
Right. Now, I noticed that pretty much everywhere. But when you have journalists calling a magazine a clip, and these are people mm-hmm. that are, you would think would do 2 seconds of research to find out that's not the case, it doesn't help educate the rest of, regular people who, let's face it. I mean, I personally didn't grow up with firearms, so I knew nothing about them. And there's probably a lot of people like me who don't, so they rely on the media, basically, to tell them, or use the lingo that they think they should know.
Well, it's not just another... the media, it's our legislatures here. When the magazine ban was passed here, Diana DeGette, she was, she's on camera basically saying that if they pass this magazine limit, that once the high-capacity magazines are used, they'll all be gone and nobody will be able to replace them, because she had no idea that you could actually reload a magazine after it's used.
Are you kidding me?
No. And you can find this. It's out there. So Diana DeGette basically literally saying that if we pass this magazine ban, that once people use their magazines, they'll all be gone, because she had no idea that you can refill one.
And this person is a lawmaker making laws
mm-hmm.
that affect, oh my yep. good Lord. That's,
yep.
so, wow.
That's the kind of ignorance that has to be dealt with. And that's another big thing with Rally for Our Rights is education, promoting education, getting people informed so that they can present their own fact-based, logical argument against gun control.
Right. No, and that's, a lot of times I find that, regular people don't have the time to do all this research. And even, if you're just a regular gun owner and you know all the facts, they're not nice and neatly in a certain place where you can share them. But organizations like yours, if you can put those together for people, you just make their lives so much easier to not only educate others, but send a link and people can do the research and verify it for their own selves.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things with what we've been doing with our website, rallyforourrights.com, is putting out articles for people to read, basically giving them factual information about the issues at hand so that they can have that information.
No, and that's excellent. Now, we're going to be going off in a few minutes, but I just want to make sure you can tell people where they can find your organization on social media, website, everywhere, so that they can look you up, because your information is not only valid in Boulder and Colorado, but elsewhere as well.
Absolutely. It's anywhere that this is occurring around the country, it's still the same regardless of the state. The Second Amendment applies everywhere. So, people can find us at, on our website at rallyforourrights.com. They can find us at Rally for Our Rights on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Twitter.
Excellent. Excellent. No, it's super important what you guys are doing. And I, hopefully we'll hear back in the future that you were able to stop the ridiculous red flag laws. And we'll be watching because... Again, you're not the only state. My state's trying to do this as well. So we're up against the same thing as you guys are right now. Only we have more, I think we have more insane lunatics in my state, actually, because they're trying to push all kinds of things.
That's unfortunate. But let me just say, we can't do it ourselves. If it's bought, it won't just be us. It'll be everyone. Everyone
needs yes.
to stand up for their rights.
Every American needs to stand up for their rights, because if they're not rights that you even care about right now, they will be in the future. Thank you so much,
yes,
Jason, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, this is great, and good luck to you guys. Joe will be back tomorrow. I am only the guest host for tonight. Not tomorrow. He'll be back Monday. Sorry. He's...